Hey, honey, you look nervous. Just picture him naked. That's what I always do when I got stage fright. Well, I suppose that won't help much since we'll be naked too. How about this? They are more scared of you than you are of them. You know, we can be very prudish about this sort of thing. Most Amazons don't experiment with heterosexual sex until their 30s. I bet more than half of them haven't even seen the business end of a penis before. And for about a third of the class, you'll probably be the last, too. There's one or two girls I've pegged as hetero, but I doubt you'll so much as make eye contact with them, poor dears. I keep telling them there's nothing wrong with being straight. You get to wear aprons, and you don't have to pay for the first date. I don't know what it is about men that insist, but 6 martinis, 2 ribeyes, and a cheesecake. Got my money's worth. Never gonna forget that, darling. Besides, head sex is like so gentle. It's nice to not have to like fight over who's gonna dom and who's gonna sub, and when we're done, I can just tie you up and throw you in a suitcase. What am I saying? I should save this for the lecture. Thank you so much again for helping. We'll be doing some super vanilla stuff and try not to confirm too many of them as lesbians. So, no talking. Absolutely no laughing. I don't care if either of us fart on stage. Seriously, try not to smile. Like, you can moan a little, not louder than me, and try to grit your teeth like it hurts a little. You've got your collar on. All right. Come out when I call for you, just like we practice. Good morning, class. A few reminders. This is mandatory. I don't care if your mothers wrote you a note. They saw the demonstration when they were young adults, and it didn't kill them. Otherwise, none of you would be here. This is a matter of patriotism, of honoring our ancestors. But it is also a joyous act. So please, try to check any androphobia at the door. I can assure you he's more scared of you than you are of him. Without further ado, my husband. Step forward. All right now, girls. First thing to note is his stature. He is fully grown at 2 meters. They don't get much bigger than that, which can make it difficult for him to reach things at table height, but his body is entirely functional. We have some miniature furniture at home, including a computer with a tiny little keyboard. Question. Yes, he can operate a computer. Males are just as intelligent as women. They do tend to be less coordinated or able to multitask, but that's well within the normal variation between any two people. Uh-huh. Yes, he's an accountant. We actually share the chores around the house. I'll usually move the furniture while he vacuums. He cooks, I get the groceries, that sort of thing. Turn. Arm up. Flex. Men can bulk up with more muscles than this, but this is pretty typical. Most can lift, less than 100 kilograms, but some are especially trained to lift clear over 500 kilo. So that's why your exercise is so important. If there was a man out there who's stronger than you at your age, then you've shamed yourselves and your mothers. Sit. Unbutton your top. Another button. Now open your shirt. That's a silk collar, which shows he's been on the island for more than 5 years and has received an accreditation. Leather collars are for men on probation, and iron collars are for criminals. In any case, you can always find the information of the man's sponsor on the collar, as well as a loop or a ring for attaching a lead. If you ever see a man walking about unaccompanied or acting suspiciously, you can and should asked to see their collar. Otherwise, you shouldn't be too friendly with another's man. In much the same way, you wouldn't grab a stranger's arm on the train. You shouldn't pick up and play with their man without asking first. You would think I wouldn't have to say that, but I've seen how you kiddos are these days. So sharpen up, okay? All right. So, men, what are they good for? Take off your clothes. Yes, girls, that is a penis. Men have them. That is the business end. But that is not all they have. You'll pardon me if I sit. The thing about men is that their mouths are just tiny. You can grab them by the back of their head and just... See? We all know kissing is fun. Now, if I turn him this way, you can get a good look. The blood is flowing into his dick, preparing him to mate. He's all ready, but I'm not. Yet. Now, this is important, class. You always, always want to start with cunnilingus. You palm their head like this, and you direct them, just as you would a vibrator. Now, I've broken in my husband quite well, but there is a learning curve. Just be sure to talk to them and tell them what they're doing right and wrong. Even if you're already warmed up, this is an important opportunity to get your male intoxicated on your pheromones. If you've had a closer look, you can see that his eyes are dilating. His breathing is becoming more shallow. And his heart is racing. And his penis is becoming very, very hard. Next, you'll want to put your man on a flat surface. We'll be using the stage floor, but any hard surface is fine for your first time, as a mattress can be a little more tricky. Once he's on his back, you'll want to put some lube on the shaft and work it in a little. Then you just pull them towards you and tuck their knees up by their shoulders. This position is vitally important for beginners to minimize the man's bruising, as both of your glutes will cushion the impact. And then you just carefully thread the needle like so. And like any phallus, it's all about the angle, the depth, and the speed. Again, very slowly at first. You're not trying to squeeze the cum out of them. You're trying to... coax it out. Once you found a good angle and depth that doesn't cause them to whimper too much, you can start going harder. You may be smelling the man stink, which can be powerful aphrodisiac. For additional stimulation, try pressing your hand against their chest and feel the flatness of it. Reach the muscular of the neck. Good boy. Keep watching, class. This is vital education for you. And I promise it is enjoyable. To a degree. Good boy. That's the end. That's the end. If you do it just right, gals, you'll both reach one hell of a climax. Oh, good boy. Now okay. The final step is called aftercare. Studies have shown that proper aftercare makes men perform better during sex, as well as behave better during the day and sleep better at night. Usually on a bed, you just want to lay on your side and grab them about the middle and pull them so they're facing the same way as you. If you're feeling ambitious, you can lay on your back instead and let them nuzzle your breasts. In either case, you're trying to maximize skin-to-skin contact and make them feel safe, not trapped. If you restrain them and they don't give up in a few seconds, let them go and try again in an hour. Hey, I'm so proud of you. You were sullen and fearful and obedient. Exactly what the class needed to see. Oh, you big time, mister. Consider this anniversary part two. Because when we get home, I'm going to cook you whatever you want. I'm going to do the laundry, and I'm going to put on whatever you want. And then we'll do whatever you want. I know it's also silly and old-fashioned. Don't laugh at us. But this is the only way we learn how to feel safe with a man. It's a bit like an elephant being scared of a mouse. But the whole collar and submission thing, it's comfort sex for Amazons. So thank you for playing along. I wouldn't want to play with anybody else. Alright, class, that's a wrap. Come up to the front and get your attendance slip, your lube sample, and the birth control pamphlet. I'm going to leave my hubby out here to make sure none of you grab extra slips for your lame friends and go get dressed. And when I come back, if anybody's left, we'll do a Q&A.